Welcome to Truth Matters Church, contending for the faith one verse at a time. If you're blessed by this message today, please be sure to subscribe to this podcast and consider sharing it with a friend. I'm Associate Pastor Jeremy Priest with this week's devotional. As we looked at last week, Christ's sacrifice on the cross broke down the ancient barriers between Israel and the Gentiles. He removed the dividing walls, and by his blood he adopted us into his family and the promise given to Israel through Abraham. And in this, we now share in the rich, eternal blessings of this covenant, something we should never take for granted. Today, let's look at one more of these blessings we get to share in, being part of God's household. We hear this phrase a lot, right? That we are part of God's family? And the Apostle Paul's explanation here of how God's household is actually built up is really quite incredible. We read in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 to 22, "So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, and in him the whole building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit." The imagery here is vivid and worth chewing on. Jesus Christ is called the cornerstone of the household of God and our faith. See Psalms 118 verse 22, Acts 4:11, and 1 Peter 2 verse 6. The cornerstone is the very first brick set in a masonry foundation, and all other bricks are laid referenced to it, and therefore it determines the position of the entire structure. God the Father set Christ the Son as the cornerstone, and then he laid the remainder of the foundation of our faith through the work and sacrifice of the apostles and prophets, whom he specifically chose for this purpose. See John 15 verse 16, Ephesians 1 verse 1, and so forth. And now, as saints and citizens of God's heavenly household, we all, Jews and Gentiles who have a saving faith in Christ, are being fitted together and growing into a holy temple in the Lord. It's worth mentioning here that the Greek words used in this passage imply far more action than the English text conveys. For example, building is oikodomi, and is defined as the act of building or putting together. And growing is exano, which means to cause to grow. So what we can gather from this is, once again, this is all God's work. God set the cornerstone, he laid the foundation, and he's building us together as a holy temple unto himself. And keeping in the context of this letter, we can once again see that it is not about us. It's about God and his glory. Because God is so loving, we gain great benefit from his work by having the Spirit dwelling within us. The Greek word here for dwelling is katoketeron, and is a noun meaning habitation or dwelling place. When we say God lives in our heart, we mean his Spirit is dwelling in our spirit. And this is by him, through him, and for him. So as we reflect on Ephesians chapter 2, we can see how Paul is really trying to make the point that Gentile believers share in this incredible promise of being included in God's family, a family from which we were once estranged. When Jesus said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit," that's Matthew 28 verse 19, he was deliberately instructing his disciples to go preach Christ crucified beyond the borders of Israel. And through their obedience to this calling, you and I have received the true gospel, the good news of heaven. So now we can start to see how the promise God made to Abraham 4,000 years ago came to fruition through the work of Christ. Genesis 12 verses 2 and 3 reads, "And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth will be blessed." Thank you so much for listening today. If you haven't already, please be sure to subscribe to this podcast or mark us as a favorite, and visit us online for even more biblical teaching. truthmatterschurch.org. That's truthmatterschurch.org. Have a blessed day.